This goes to Dr. Randy, R-A-N-D-I, Van Oker, V-A-N-O-C-K-E-R. Fax 616-754-9883. Regarding Dale Ritzema, R-I-T like Tom, S like Sam, E, M like Mary, A. Date of birth 7/28/1947. Dear Dr. Van Oker, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Ritzema with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. His last visit was July 11th of 2023. He has been following a strict low-potassium diet because he's had problems with elevated potassium levels. And he also has lost 8 pounds since his last visit. He states that he's not had any hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. He has occasional incontinence without cloudiness or blood, no edema or claudication, no chest pain or palpitations. He has dyspnea on exertion without cough, wheezing, or sputum production. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Flomax 0.4 milligram daily. Lasix is 80 milligram daily. For pain, Norco 7.5, 325, one twice a day as needed for pain. Finasteride is 5 milligram daily, and he's on a spironolactone with hydrochlorothiazide 25-25 once a day and an additional 25 milligram of spironolactone once daily. Physical exam, weight is 245 pounds, pulse 67, and blood pressure 108 over 58. In labs, most recent lab studies were done January 25th, 2024. Albumin 3.7, calcium is 9.1, creatinine is 1.63, that's improved with a GFR 43. Sodium is 138, potassium is elevated this time at 5.4, previous level was 5.0. Bicarbonate is 25, phosphorus 4.6, his hemoglobin is 13.7 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, one is stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We will continue to monitor labs every 2 months. Two, hypertension is well controlled. Three, diabetic nephropathy, and four, mild hyperkalemia. We're going to have him follow a low-potassium diet. If that is not enough to normalize the potassium levels, the spironolactone may need to be, one of them should be discontinued, probably the plain spironolactone. And then we can continue to monitor potassium levels. But we prefer to try to do this with diet at this time, so the patient will have information sent to him about low-potassium diet. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.